CPR 26 for the week ending February 4th, 2011.
Oh my God, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Born from the ashes of FM radio, Campground Pirate Radio is on the air!
When the blood was red and the laws were black and white, they put their hands together, they thought they had the right. We know.
There's nothing.
sit to pee, this is your radio station. But if you piss all over the seat, then this is your radio station.
Campground Pirate Radio.
Sitting on a tree, K-I-L-L-I-N-G, right to watch the Billy zombie on a killing spree. K-I-L-L-I-N-G, I love to watch you eat. Well, I love to hear you squawk.
our standards. Now, it's time to up yours. It's Uncle Waldo.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? Welcome back to another toe-tapping, finger-snapping, butt-clenching episode of Campground Pirate Radio. Hey, last week I paid a visit to the guys over at your uncle's lap. I spent about 10, 15 minutes there shooting the crap with the guys and just basically having a good old time. If you missed it, go over to youruncleslap.com and check out show number 54. And if you were there, you know that we were playing a contest. Well, you can go over to show 55, which I think will be up by Sunday, and you'll find out who the winners of the contest were. Hey, listen, but I got some big news. Now, as you all know, I got a good friend over here in Dylan Boswell, and he's our bomb-throwing anarchist. Well, I seem to hang with a very interesting kind of folk. And a good buddy of mine from Washington, D.C., his name is Chester Hawkins. He's got a long-running music project that he's always done called Blue Sausage Infant, kind of a noise, ambient, trance type of music, a little bit different than what we play here, but ultra cool all the same. Well, I was talking with Chester, very intelligent guy, and I think he's got stuff that you all want to hear as well, too. So here's the big announcement. In a couple of weeks, it'll be Chester Hawkins and Radio Blackout. We're going to be bringing that little segment to the show, I think probably around mid-February. So not only will we have the bomb-throwing anarchist, but we're going to have Radio Blackout for you. And so just to give you a little bit of taste of what Chester does with Blue Sausage Infant, I want to play a track off of his brand new album called Flight of the Solstice Queens. This is Radiant Arc. Hey guys, Waldo here. Now people have asked me, why should I have my money in silver? The first problem with that statement is that they think the paper in their pocket is actually money. It's not. Gold and silver is actually money. That paper in your wallet just represents a mythical concept by your government making you think it's worth something. It's not. Times are tough, and that piece of paper buys less and less every day. In the meantime, it takes more and more of that worthless paper to purchase precious metals. The stockpiles of silver are dwindling, and there's talk that silver may soon become more precious than gold. Before that piece of paper becomes worthless, you need to start investing in silver now. The folks at Silver Saver have made it so simple, even I can do it. You can do it too, even for as little as $25 a week. Go to campgroundpirateradio.com page and click on the Silver Saver logo. You'll be glad you did.
Another hour of the best music. Music starts right now on Campground Pirate Radio.
We'll be right back. time is it?
Assalamu alaikum, Uncle Waldo. It's the bomb-throwing anarchist back again, and right now Molotov cocktails are flying in Egypt as protesters have literally burned the police and ruling party headquarters to the ground, even blocking fire trucks from the scene in order to ensure their total destruction. Cairo's in absolute pandemonium. Police are trying to crack down while the army has largely come to the aid of the protesters, or at least refrained from taking any action against them, despite being called in to restore order, which really means prop up the aging dictator Mubarak. It's total anarchy, and who knows what the Middle East will look like in a few weeks. Events in Tunisia have sparked a pan-Sunni Arab uprising after a young man went to a regional government office for an indignant self-immolation, which was the straw that broke the camel's back. Crowds filled the streets, and soon enough, the president for life, Ben Ali, and all his cronies were fleeing the country with all the loot they could stuff onto their private jets, looking forward to a comfortable European exile living off their secret Swiss bank accounts, or perhaps a UN consulting job. It looks like neighboring Algeria might be next, and protesters are out in support of the Egyptian movement all over Jordan, threatening long-standing American ally King Abdullah. In fact, unlike last year's CIA-supported Green Revolution in Iran, which is a Shia Persian country and one of the main spokes in the so-called Axis of Evil, almost all the crooked, corrupt, but secular military dictatorships that are threatened by these uprisings are in fact American allies. Some were even created with the assistance of American money, weapons, CIA intelligence, and manpower, just like Saddam Hussein's Ba'athist regime in Iraq, because these protests have appeared spontaneously and organically, sparked by young people with access to the internet and cell phones as opposed to being cultivated by above from popular leaders or intelligence operatives. They scared the living shit out of the regime in Mordor on the Potomac. Anonymous, a loosely organized worldwide community of hackers, has been working full-time setting up workarounds, proxy and tunneling services, and even dial-up servers for Egyptians to use, since their government flipped its kill switch on the country's ISPs. If that idea sounds familiar, it should, because it's exactly the same proposal floated by Senator Lieberman and several other freedom-hating American politicians who fear the same sort of anarchic response to the constant ratcheting down of the U.S. police state. Our government is looking on in sheer horror as events spin out of control in their vassal states overseas. Some of the empire's most loyal regimes are being taken down one by one as the people they have long oppressed withdraw their consent and acquiescence to the state. Once that consent is withdrawn, no amount of violence can possibly restore it. The perception of legitimacy is gone, and even if these governments manage to retain their control, it'll obviously be against the popular will, and many concessions will have to be made, or it will only be a matter of time before the opposition regroups, finds external support, and strikes back even harder. But the sad thing is, while I totally support any effort to throw off the yoke of the state and to reject any politician's claims to rule over others, I know this won't end in some sort of stateless utopia. Even Somalia, perhaps the world's best example of a functioning society without a central government, is still very poor, backward, and very violent. These popular uprisings are likely to result in the establishment of some new or extensively reformed government, which will claim to have and will likely receive the support of the majority of the people in these countries. For a while, things might even be better, but as soon as they settle down, it'll be back to business as usual for the kleptocratic bureaucracy and the thugs who enforce their diktats. Perhaps what these folks need is a little more rock and roll. After all, it was The Who reminded us that the new boss is always the same as the old boss. Once they figure that out, they just might not be fooled again.
Perfect plastic, everybody wants to kiss her perfect plastic lips.
there's a girl out there.
A girl? Really?
I count to three and grin. You smile and let me in. We sit and watch the wall. You paint it purple. Speech will spill on space. Our little cups of grace. The pauses rattle on about the way that you cut that snow fence. Brave the blood, the metal of those hearts that you always end up pressing your tongue to. How your body still remembers things you told it to forget. How those furious affections followed you. Got this store-bought way of saying I'm okay, and you've learned how to cry in total silence. We're talented and bright, we're lonely and uptight. We found some lovely ways to disappoint, but the airport's always almost empty this time of the year. So let's go play on a baggage carousel. Set our watches forward like we're just arriving here from a past we left in a place we knew too well. Knew too well.
And Watermark. This is Deviates and Come With Me.
I can stay.
rockabilly, psychobilly, indie, punk. We got it all. You're listening to Campground Pirate Radio.
your boogie night. Kill Boogie Night. Are you ready? King of Boogie Nights. Kill Boogie Nights.
Looks like Punxsutawney Phil saw a shadow this week, and we're in for an early spring. Of course, based on his record, I wouldn't be shocked if this cold snap drug out to the middle of March. The reality is, Phil has only been right 39% of the time. He'd have had a better chance just flipping a coin. Which brings me to what I want to talk about. Back in 1931, the New York Times was celebrating its 80th birthday and brought together seven of the top visionaries of the time, names such as W.J. Mayo, you know, the guy they named the Mayo Clinic after. There was also Henry Ford, the car manufacturer, and also a number of noted chemists, astronomers, and physicists of the time. Their task? What were their predictions for 80 years into the future? Or, that is, today. So, what are their predictions? W.J. Mayo predicted 70-year lifespan. Check that. He got that right. Arthur Keith predicted medicine would over-specialize. Bullseye there, partner. Now we get to the rest. Robert Millikan said, science will solve all problems. Hardly. Michael Poopin said, wealth will be distributed equitably. Wrong again. Arthur Compton predicted national boundaries will not be important. Really? Tell that to the people of Arizona. Wrong again. William Ogburn predicted labor forces will peak and the population will be 160 million and the government will grow. Well, one out of three ain't bad. And lastly, Henry Ford said it's impossible to know. Now, some may see that as a cop-out, but I say that's just evidence as to his being a true genius. Now, based on the predictions and the outcomes, these seven learned men of science and business scored a remarkable 37.5% accuracy. Well, will you look at that? Punxsutawney Phil beat out seven of the best minds of the time. Kind of makes you wonder why we listen to politicians, economists, stockbrokers, and bankers when an oversized rodent has a better win ratio. Hey, it's nobody! That dude's gonna shoot!
Appreciate it. Yeah, yeah, I'm a nasty boy. so many nights in, spent so many nights in, driving around in my 62. We'll be right back.
no effects and bath of least resistance. This is Melancholin and Black Eye.
Witness may appear to border on fantasy.
Game in a big way.
When ignorance is converted into knowledge.
Bless you.
But
tonight
we care, and it shows.
The law.
You will listen and obey.
The country.
You will remember nothing you have seen or heard here.
Yeah, the Reverend Horton Heaton, marijuana. Hey, this is Bracken, an old song you might remember from the 80s.
Yeah.
want to thank everyone for checking out the show this week, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to hear your favorite bands or even your music played on the CPR, drop me an MP3, AIF, or WAV file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Like I've always said, if I like it, I'll play it. Check us out on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/campgroundpirateradiofans. And you can follow me, Uncle Waldo, on Twitter. So, before I get to the last track, let me lay a little bit of wisdom on you from the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. And judging by what's going on in Egypt right now, this is enlightened. Don't let the bastards get you down. I'll see y'all next week. Peace!
Gently weep.
there's 90 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.